So we want you to pay close attention to this next segment because we're going to try to give you a tangible sense of the importance of American Sign Language for the hearing impaired and for the deaf community's ability to communicate with the rest of us. Technology and deaf culture may be approaching an historic tipping point, and the window on an unusual struggle taking place within the deaf community is in the state of Indiana this morning. A financial trade-off in that state has underscored a choice that has been looming within the deaf community for years. Maintain the use of American Sign Language as the mode of communication within the deaf world, or trade it for the possibility of auditory communications using rapidly developing technology like cochlear implants that are growing in popularity and other sensory enhancement. At immediate issue are schools for the deaf, which teach American Sign Language, especially as states look for places to trim their budgets. And reporting on this in the state of Indiana is Monica Davies, Chicago Bureau Chief for our partner, the New York Times. Is that a fair characterization of the story, Monica?
I think it is. I think that what's happened in Indiana is that several members of the school for the deaf board have been considered people who sort of favor the hearing and listening approach, and that's really set off a bit of a firestorm there.
So we want to explore this dispute within the deaf community and the hearing impaired community over people who use technological enhancements or people who rely on American Sign Language for communication or people who use both. And on the line is Marvin Miller. He's the president of the Indiana Association of the Deaf. And to make sign language work on the air, you will hear Marvin speaking through a video relay service. You'll actually hear the voice of his translator. Marvin Miller will be speaking in American Sign Language. And first of all, good morning, Marvin Miller. We can't imagine the French without the language of France, French. Similarly, explain the importance, as you see it, of American Sign Language.
Yes, you're exactly right. Good morning, and it's nice to be on. You're very right. It's very important when we think about the support of ASL and even English. I mean, ASL and English, or American Sign Language, rather, is they're both languages, and both of these things are taught in school. They're taught all the way through all the different grade levels to adults as well. American Sign Language is just a different approach. When people are put onto the board, they are supposed to support whatever approach that they feel, but they feel maybe that their approach is to establish these rules to forbid these different things from happening. So maybe they forbid contact with deaf people, or maybe they forbid the use of American Sign Language in their school. And, you know, they can't make a decision for everybody. This has to be something that will apply to various people.
We're talking to a translator for Marvin Miller, who's the president of the Indiana Association for the Deaf, and he's going to hear through American Sign Language my next question, which is, Marvin, help us to understand why anyone would prefer American Sign Language when they can have a cochlear implant, and describe people in the deaf community who actually use both, if you could.
Okay. Most of us in the deaf community, we prefer to sign. We become fluent in American Sign Language as we're younger. And there are people who do use hearing aids. There are people who do use cochlear implants. But it's not the only tool. It could add a benefit, but it's very like less than 20% chance of a deaf person being able to use their hearing to a level that would assist them. It's like one out of five kids experience success with this. So four kids are left with this delay in language, this delay in learning, and this delay in life because of this technology. So it depends on your perspective. I think it may be a tool, but it's definitely not a solution.
The words there of Marvin Miller, who's the president of the Indiana Association of the Deaf. We're also speaking with Monica Davey, who's Chicago Bureau Chief for our partner, the New York Times. Does this dispute within the deaf community surprise you in some sense? Do Americans need to know more about American Sign Language, not as a precursor to its cochlear implant, but as really a diversity question for communication?
There are lots of people in the deaf community who would tell you that these are personal choices, and either of these options is perfectly fine and that they can all happily coexist. But I think there, you know, there are others who feel differently. And within the deaf community, this has been a long building conflict. And this has sort of brought things to a head. And I think financial concerns have also brought things to a head. There is a sense by some that schools for the deaf, you know, are losing money just like everything else is, and as these state budgets come down the line, and there's a fear that with those schools for the deaf, that ASL could be lost as well.
Well, let's put that question to Marvin Miller, president of the Indiana Association for the Deaf. Is it the responsibility of taxpayers in Indiana to maintain American Sign Language in schools for the deaf, or is that something that the deaf community should take its own responsibility for, and what are the precedents?
That's actually a very interesting question. There's a lot of schools that support a bilingual program, so they use American Sign Language, and then they also use written English, and they will, and they'll use this approach, and they'll teach them both in the classroom. But I think the most important thing is, even with this approach, it's what matches the student best. So I think one of the most important things is that there needs to be options. So what works for one group of people may not work for another. And we don't want to get these group of kids that it may not work for and then treat them as some kind of an outcast, whether that be English or American Sign Language or maybe some kind of assisted listening device. So as far as philosophy goes, that's always really a sticky word. There's just so much power within the pharmaceutical companies to push these different things like cochlear implants or assisted listening devices. In the deaf community, it's sad. It really breaks my heart.
All right. That's Marvin Miller, president of the Indiana Association of the Deaf, who is actually very concerned about the state making a possible decision to change its orientation of schools for the deaf to favor auditory devices and technologies like cochlear implant. Where does this story go from here, Monica Davey?
Well, I think it continues. I think we're going to see some of this bubbling up in different states, and I'm not sure what the answer ends up being, or whether we keep going along with both methods and sort of a clash that goes on and on.
Do you see a similarity between the way the educational system deals with bilingual education, say, between Spanish speakers and English speakers, and this issue of American Sign Language?
I think there are some similarities. I think, though, of course, there are also physiological issues here. You know, some people don't get to choose what they're picking here, so there's a complicated element you add when you're talking about the technology. It doesn't work for everyone. It does work for some people. That brings sort of a different element into the equation.
Well, we want to follow this story, and we'll be anxious to speak with both of you again. Monica Davies, Chicago Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times, and thanks to Marvin Miller, president of the Indiana Association for the Deaf. Thanks, Marvin.
Oh, no problem. Sure. Thank you. Anytime.
And thanks to Marvin's translator as well.